what, November?
Yeah.
Also has a newsletter.
Yeah. But,
and
what's his website? Sure.
John Gray's website. Oh dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. We're here.
Hello.
John Gray's website is MarsVenus.com. MarsVenus.com. So this is, again, for those of you that are just joining us, this is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor with Health and Wellness Wise.
Right.
And I just wanted to take these few minutes. We'll be starting our Passions of Real Life Legends call in about 7 minutes. But I am here, and if any of you have any questions that you'd like to ask, any clarifications on anything, then this is the time that we could do that.
Okay, this is for Dr. Shaw.
Tonight's call will be with Master Qigong Sha, and I'll be introducing him in just a
minute. Do yours?
Uh-huh. Good.
I hope he goes into his background and how he began this and how he developed it.
Oh, you're going to get it all, believe me.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry, I just tuned in. How long is this phone call?
The phone call will be about an hour and a quarter to an hour and a half. So depending upon where you are, you'll figure out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is there an 800 number I could call for this?
No. There is no charge to be on these calls, but you are responsible for the long-distance charges.
Yes, that's what I mean. Okay, I just thought I'd ask. I'm in California.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm in Texas.
And where's the 640?
I'm in New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah. I'm in Maryland.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Diego.
Welcome. So now I'm just wondering, who thinks that they're here from the farthest distance from California?
I'm in New York. I'm in England.
Where's the 646 number?
Wait. Okay. So
she's from New York. I'm from England. That's farther than California.
That is.
Yeah.
Where am I calling with the
646?
Okay, so see, it's wonderful to be in control. This is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. We'll be starting our call in about 5 minutes. I've muted everyone out just for a moment so that I could speak to you. But it's thrilling to hear that we have people from all over the world. I'm going to open up the line again, but if you would, if you're not speaking, press *6. That will mute you out. And if you are calling from Australia, from England, from anywhere outside of North America, then I would love it if you would just say hello to everyone and tell us who you are and where you're calling from. So I'm going to open it up again.
Keith from Maryland.
Thank you. So who is calling from England, first of all?
What is this England stuff? I'm calling from Arkansas.
Good. Well, we have people from all over the world here.
Kansas, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Toronto, California, Georgia, Florida, Melbourne, Australia, North Carolina, London.
Who's calling from Sydney, Australia?
Hello, I am.
And what's your name?
Hello. Jared Draper.
Gary, welcome to Sydney, Australia. It's tomorrow.
Sydney, Australia.
Okay, from UAE.
Yeah.
I'm in Queensland, Australia.
Oh, and what's your name?
My name's Robin.
Hi, Robin. Welcome. So glad to have you from across the world.
What? Yes.
How about the Japan, please?
Everyone.
I'm from Japan.
Japan.
Yes, Japan.
Oh, welcome. We're so happy.
Welcome, welcome.
So, do we still have the whole address?
We will not have to be like that. I'm just before we'll be beginning our call in about 3 minutes. Again, this is for those of you that just joined. This is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And we're just having a little fun right now, so don't mind if there's a bit of noise in the background. During the interview itself, it'll be nice and quiet, just like this right now. But in the before we begin the call, I really love to open up the lines and let those who are calling from many different places be able to introduce themselves. So I'm going to open it again. And if anyone has any question that you'd like to ask, now would be the time. Again, for those of you who just joined, this call will be roughly an hour and a quarter to an hour and a half in length. And we will be interviewing Master Qigong Sha, who I'll be introducing in just a moment.
Hi, is Bill there?
Hello.
Now, Bill.
Hi,
Carlina.
Hi, this is Brett Stewart.
Hi, Brett. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Carol, are you there?
Hello,
this is Alaska.
Hello, this is
Alaska. Hey,
Dr. Shaw's book, absolutely fabulous. I use it constantly.
It's from Miami.
Help me with
New York.
Bill, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, very good. Okay. So we have about 1 minute before we begin our call. Again, this is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. This is the Passions of Real Life Legends. And we have people calling from all over the world, from Australia, from England, from Japan, from Canada, from all over the United States. And we are so happy to have all of you. It is really very, very exciting. And for those of you that don't know, The Passions of Real Life Legends has grown out of the book written by my partner, Janet Atwood, The Passion Test, Discovering Your Personal Secrets to Living a Life on Fire. And these calls are aimed to introduce each of you to people who are inordinately successful in their own fields, people who have proven that it is possible to live your passions and to make a living even, living your passions, living your personal mission and destiny in life. And our aim and hope in these calls is to assist you in identifying those things that you can put to use in your own life to identify your own personal mission and personal destiny. And, of course, we have also the great opportunity and great pleasure to introduce you to the work of some extraordinary individuals. So it is now time to begin our call. And again, once again, welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise's Passions of Real Life Legends. Tonight we have the great pleasure to be interviewing Master Qigong Sha, who I'll be introducing in just a moment. But I want to begin by first welcoming our Real Life Legends Club members. All of you who are members of the Real Life Legends Club, of course, you will be able to download a recording of this call within the next couple of days. And within the next 2 weeks, you'll also be able to download the transcript of the call. Also, Dr. Sha has made available an amazing gift, probably the best, most phenomenal gift that has been made available to our members by any of our guests so far, and I'll be mentioning that more at the end of this call. So it's something to really look forward to. Those of you who are not Real Life Legends members yet, I invite you to go to healthywealthyandwise.com and click on step number three to become step number two to become a member of the Real Life Legends interview series. We have extraordinary people who I will be mentioning again at the end of this call. We have coming up people like Stephen Covey in March, T. Harv Eker, who's just releasing a new book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. We have Stephen Covey's son will be interviewing as well. And we also have amazing co-hosts, incredible co-hosts. And tonight we have the very great pleasure and great honor of having a man who has spent the last 35 years working in the field of personal development and healing. He is himself an expert. His name is Bill Harris. He is the president and director of Centerpoint Research Institute and also the creator of the fabulous, very amazing HoloSync technology, audio technology, which produces deep meditative states, reduces stress, improves creativity, and allows individuals to be able to live fulfilling and successful lives. Bill himself has over 150,000 students from around the world, Many of you, of those students, I think, are probably on the call tonight as well. And I am so pleased to have Bill co-host this extraordinary interview with me tonight. Bill, thank you for being here.
I'm really happy to be here, Chris. Looking forward to it.
So I'd like now to introduce our guest this evening, and then I'm going to turn it over to Bill to actually conduct the bulk of this interview. Dr. Qigong Sha is an extraordinary healer and spiritual master. He has devoted his entire life to alleviating pain and suffering for those with chronic pain, chronic illness, and life-threatening conditions. He began his extraordinary journey at the age of 5, and I know that Bill will be asking him to describe how his whole training came to be and how he discovered his own personal mission in life. You'll find that Dr. Shaw is very, very clear about his passions and about his personal mission. And through his beginning from age 5 up until through even the past 10 years, Dr. Shaw has continued receiving training. He has a degree as a Western medical doctor in China. He's also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. He's a renowned herbalist and acupuncturist. He's mastered the ancient Chinese secrets of Tai Chi, I Ching, Qigong, Feng Shui. He's also a grand master of Qinang medicine, the founder of Power Healing and Soul Mind Body Medicine. He's also the author of the best-selling book Power Healing, which all of you I know will want to get a copy of after you've spent some time here with Dr. Shaw. And as a healer and spiritual master, Dr. Shaw deeply believes that one heals the soul first, then the healing of the mind and body will follow. So with that, Bill, may I turn it over to you, and please introduce us to Master Qigong Sha.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Master Shaw, it's really a pleasure to speak with you again. I'm really, really, we're really lucky to have you here, and I'm very fortunate to be able to have this conversation with you. Could you start off by describing for everyone who's listening your major passion in life, which I believe you refer to as your personal mission?
Yes, Bill and Chris, thank you very much. Good afternoon for everyone. It is my great honor to spend 1 hour with everyone to discuss the wisdom, the knowledge. I would like to see my life mission, 3 life mission. Number one is to teach people how to heal themselves. Number two is to teach soul wisdom, knowledge, and the practice to fulfill spiritual life. Number third, my mission is to be a universal servant. How can fulfill our life is how to serve others, to serve humanity, to serve Mother Earth.
And can you describe a little bit of what you mean when you say soul wisdom?
Okay. And soul wisdom includes the basic knowledge of souls. For example, what is soul? Where is the soul located in our body? What is the characteristic of soul? What the soul can do for a person's life? Also, it includes soul communication. You can see in a society there's lots of teachers, authors, they wrote the book Conversation with the God. And I call soul communication. If you open your spiritual channels, you can directly communicate with the source. There are 4 major spiritual channels. Number one is a direct channel. After you open direct spiritual channel, you can converse with the divine, with the Buddhas, with saints, with the healing angels. In fact, this, you can communicate with the entire universe. The second spiritual channel is a third eye. when you open third eye, you can see spiritual images. The third spiritual channel is a soul language. Soul can talk. Now you can translate your soul's voice. Number four is intuitive channels. And you just know. Anything comes, you just know it's right or not right. Knowing. Some people have a great intuitive channel. This is a soul communication. Then soul healing. How can you heal the soul? What are the relationship between the soul, mind, and the body? And also, soul wisdom includes a soul journey, including past life, this life, future life. What is reincarnation about? Some people may not believe. We do not talk about if you do not believe, just leave alone. But personally, I deeply believe reincarnation. I have trained 1,000 students worldwide to open their spiritual channels to exactly to understand the reincarnation. And you can go to Akasha record. You can see exactly what you have done in the past. And I offer a deep spiritual blessing to clear, to cleansing a bad karma. I was able to serve more than 400 people in Mother Earth last 2 years, including many professionals, very successful, and from government leaders until doctors, chiropractors, layperson. I clear more than 400 people's karma. This is a soul journey, and also there's a soul enlightenment. Life can be divided as a physical life and a spiritual life. So we want to be success. We want to have a good health, happiness. We want to have a good business, good relationship with the families. This is a physical life. Physical life is to serve the soul life. Physical life is short. You live 70, 80. If you can live more than 100, very special already. But after our physical life ends, and our soul goes to heaven, that souls will return again. That's why physical life is to serve the spiritual life. That's why the key issue is a soul enlightenment. What is a soul enlightenment? How to reach the soul enlightenment? So I just briefly give the soul wisdom. It includes all the issues I mentioned, and it's a lot of wisdom and the knowledge and practice involved in this soul wisdom.
Bill, are you, Chris?
Yeah.
I wonder, Master Shah, if we could just go back to where it all started for you. For all these beautiful things that you have been describing are obviously come from a lifetime of study and experience and gaining knowledge. Could you? I know that our listeners would love to hear the story, if you could, in brief, to starting at such a young age, at age 5, how you came to discover your mission and came to realize the gifts that you now enjoy and that you'll be sharing with our listeners tonight. Could you share us that story?
Thank you. I'm delighted to share the story. When I was at age 5, I lived in a small town in China, and I catch a flu, and doctor, you know, in China, we inject the penicillin, and they inject penicillin to me. I was allergic for this. I somehow didn't find out the beginning. Now I was in coma. And you know, and the doctor already not there, and I was injected. I was didn't feel well, and you know, some didn't react right away. It's not like some people instant you big trouble, but. I think the doctor left. I was slept. My grandfather found something wrong with me, and right away, fortunately, my neighbor was an acupuncturist. Right away, he came to the place, to my room, and do the acupuncture under my nose. This is Renzhong, R-E-N-Z-H-O-N-G. So many people may know Renzhong. and it's like a punch point for saving life. And also pinch my fingers, bleeding the fingers. Acupuncture has a very special technique because I'm an acupuncturist. The tip of a finger, you just needles touch there to bleed one or two drops. So in this few special saving life technique, I was awake. I waked up. So it gave me a very deep impression, you know, and I still remember the situation there. This is age 5. At age 6, I went to the park with my parents. This already moved to Xi'an. I think many friends may know, and Xi'an has a warrior, you know, under the tomb, Qin Dynasty, the emperor, there's so many. On the tomb, they found so many warriors. I think many people said a very world famous place. I was exactly half hour from there. I went to the park. A Tai Chi master and practiced with his few disciples, already 60, 70 years old man. Then they practiced the pushing hands. Many people may know Tai Chi. So you put a hand together, you make a circle, circle, circle. The old master used a gentle force, and the disciple flew away for 20 feet away. I was very small at age 6. I said, wow, how powerful this master. I was drawn to him. I readily went to him. I said, grandfather, I want to learn this. In Chinese customer, you always call and the old man as a grandfather as a respect. And he looked at me for a moment, and he said, you are too young to learn this. I said, no, grandfather, I'm very interested to learn this. Can you teach me, please? I begged him to teach me. And he said, if you really want to learn this, I want to see your parents. I was so excited. I just ran to my parents. I pulled their arms. I said, Baba, Mama, Father, Mother, I want to learn this. So with the great support of my parents, I started my journey to learn and practice Tai Chi at age 6. Every weekend, and you know, 4 or 5 hours with an old master, repeat. He teach me self-healing. I think many people, you saw Bill Moyer, and the Chinese, Bill Moyer did a documentary, you know, in the park. Remember, there's a Caucasian student, an old man, and so many people falling in the line. Old man, so many people cannot push this man. This man give a little bit of force, everybody fall down. It's a Chinese inner Tai Chi secret. I was trained by that way. And this is about age 6. At age 10, I met another renowned master for Qigong. I studied meditate and to understand that, you know, the meditation, the wisdom. And later I studied Kung Fu. I played the knife, the sticks, and many instruments for Chinese Kung Fu, Shaolin Kung Fu. And I studied the Yi Jing, I studied the Feng Shui. And the later day, and I went to the medical university. I finished my MD degree. After graduated from the medical college, I went to the traditional Chinese medicine. And I received the certification for acupuncturist and herbalist. And in 1990, I met Master Guo, and he's the founder of Zhineng Medicine, Zhineng. Zhineng means intelligence and capabilities of the mind and the soul. So after learning Zhineng Medicine, and I deeply studied the deep soul wisdom with Master Guo. Then from the age 6 Tai Chi, Qigong 10, age 10, and Yi Jing Feng Shui, the Western Medicine, TCM, Zhineng Medicine. Then 2003, I put all my wisdom together. I create a power healing, the key to energizing your body, mind, and spirit. So, and I gave a lot of secrets, Buddhism, Taoism, Tai Chi, Qigong, Feng Shui, healing. Why people get sick? How can you get well? I found Americans are too much dependent on doctors and pharmaceuticals. I understand, as an MD from China, people are suffering. People take drugs because people want to relieve. But the people realize there's lots of side effects, but the people do not know how to heal. That's I'm very honored today, and a little bit later, I will exactly teach everybody just on the phone. I show you how can you heal yourself, that I will offer the healing. It's my great honor to speak this. Thank you.
Master Shah, that's wonderful. At what age, since you started so young, how old were you when you really knew that your life's work would be to be a healer?
I think, you know, when I was at age 8 or 9, I saw my grandfather, my uncle, also, you know, it's an elementary school. I saw so many people, you know, uncle and a neighbor, children. I was very sick when I was very small. You know, I was very thin. I said I have food allergy. Digest system is not great. So I saw many suffered. I was in my very small age. I thought, yeah, is anything people can, just anything can help people and to remove the suffering. That kind of, you know, thought in my head. Then, you know, because I love Kung Fu, I love Tai Chi after age 10, and because Tai Chi start age 6, better, and I think about age 11, age 12, I'm still thin, but I'm quite healthy. Then I just, I didn't know at the beginning I have this kind of mission as a healer, and now become a, you know, a very special servant to teach many people how to heal, to train doctors, to train healers. I have no idea at the moment. I was very interested to do this. Then, my health is better. I think later, and probably near 20 years old, before I go to university, I met a very special Kung Fu master who know the secret of acupuncture. You know Chinese acupuncture, you can learn from government university. And there are, you know, there are some knowledge, you know, Chinese herbs from a generation to another generation. There were so many secrets. So I met a master, Kung Fu master, who's very powerful in acupuncture, and he does a healing only one needle. When you have a stomach pain, he put one needle on the stomach 36. Many people know that, under the knee. So when you have a, you know, toothache and a hegu under the, between the thumb and the index finger, and the thumb and the first finger, if you have a back pain, and he put the needles behind your knee, and he had such a secret. And this use one needle to deal your illness. This is my age 20. I learned from him. And that moment, I was interested in. I didn't know it's my major mission is to teach people how to self-heal. And later, I graduated from university. That is about my age 28. So after graduated from university, I went to hospital. I saw so many people in the hospital. You can see in the hospital, you understand. And the people chronic conditions, life-threatening condition, dead. That gave me such a big stimulation because since very small, I was suffering. I saw so many suffering. I thought some way can help people. So after medical university, I said, no, Western medicine is not enough. He said that I want to find a way can help many, many people worldwide to relieve their suffering. Then, because, you know, I study acupuncture already, then I said, okay, let me go to study further from the traditional Chinese medicine. And then I went to the, you know, Beijing Academy of Traditional Chinese Medicine. Then I become an acupuncture instructor at the World Health Organization and the International Acupuncture Training Center and the International Qigong Training Center for Foreign Physicians. And I become a Chinese government official, like a Deng Xiaoping's level, very top. Not Deng Xiaoping, it's his level, Chinese leader, and the levels and the healers. They want to keep me in Beijing. He said, "Jigang and Dr. Shah, why you go out? Stay at Beijing." But you know, and I didn't stay in Beijing because I feel in my heart in China there's lots of doctors, lots of masters who do Tai Chi, Qigong, energy healing, spiritual healing. So in the Western world, that's a great spiritual master teachers also. But the real Chinese Tai Chi, Qigong, Yi Jing, Feng Shui, the sacred Buddhism, Taoism, Chinese medicine, there are lots of secrets. How can we introduce to the Western world? That's why I think after my university, I went to Beijing, I think around 30 years old. Then, Bill, that moment I realized I have to do something special to become a teacher, to share a Chinese 5,000 years of healing wisdom, spiritual wisdom. So I want to become a teacher and to teach people, to empower people. That's why I come to the United States and come to Canada first. That is, I can answer you from more or less age 30. I have this strong desire to become a teacher.
Hmm. You've been so successful at so many things. You're a personal physician to many Asian political leaders. You're a grand master of Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, Feng Shui, I Ching. You're a best-selling author. You've been named Qigong Master of the Year, and now you've come to America to teach and share your gifts here. Most people would consider you to be very successful. What do you believe constitutes success, and how do you measure success for yourself?
Yes, I would like to share this, that you asked me this question. I want to say success is to serve people. And 2 years ago in one workshop, and you know, because I'm the spiritual teacher, master, and the divine always come to visit me, Buddha saints. So on the halfway of my teaching, divine appear. It's about 2.5 years ago. And that in the land of medicine Buddha in Bay Area, in a temple. So, and the divine appeared. Divine said, Jigang, I'm going to teach you a spiritual law. And, you know, at the moment, so many students was there with me. I said, can you give me a second? And I have some message here. I spent probably 5 to 10 minutes listening to divine conversation. It's what I call soul communication. And, this law divine taught me, I am a universal servant, like a Bill, Chris, everybody, 100 people here. You are a universal servant. Everyone, everything is a universal servant. Think about this moment, you sit on a chair, you use telephone, you have table, television, computer, everything is a universal servant. A universal servant offers universal service, including universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. Love melts any blockage. Forgiveness brings peace. Forgiveness, cleansing the karma. That's why, and if you offer universal service a little, you'll receive little blessing from the divine, from the spiritual world. If you offer more universal service, you'll receive more blessing. If you offer unconditional universal service, you will receive unlimited universal blessing. So, and this is a good service. How about a bad service? Some people killing, create a war. Some people greedy. Some people took advantages of human beings. We call it bad karma. Karma means the record of services. Good service, good karma. Bad service, bad karma. If you create bad services, so you will learn lessons. Could be sick, could be relationship, could be business, could be struggle, and you know, some many struggle in our life. So bad karma is the root of blockage in the life. So come back, I give the story how I received the universal law. Divine told me probably this is number 4 universal law. Generally speaking, number 1 universal law is yin-yang. Every yin-yang law. The second is a 5-element law. And wood, fire, earth, mental, water, everything you can explain the whole universe. Universal law. The third one is a matter, energy, message, universal law. Everything is a matter, matter-related energy. Matter, energy are both carrier of message. Message is love, light, wave, particles. That's why message can directly work at a cellular level between the transformation between matter and energy. Matter is inside the cells, energy outside of cells. Einstein talked about energy equals mc squared. In fact, energy is a tiny matter. That's why matter, energy, message. I do not have too much time really explain this one. In the power healing system, explain just matter, energy, message. Remember, this is a major universal law. You can explain anything in the life. Then universal servant, Divine told me this is probably number 4 universal law, because everyone, everything is a universal servant. You offer the service. So, and Billy asked me how I value the success. I would like to see if you, because everybody is a servant, we serve the universe. If we serve the universe with our peace, love, and happiness, and we may have a great material success. We may have very simple life. That's why my standard for success. This is a. Can I know the phone? Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We also hear the phone ringing. I don't know what that is, though.
Yes.
Hello. Okay.
Yes, better.
Well, that's very odd.
Yes, and Bill and Chris, can you try Star 5? I have a teleclass all the time. Maybe Star 5 works?
The mobile unit you've called is not responding or is outside the coverage area.
Oh, boy.
Are you hearing me? Yes.
All right. All right.
Don't stop. You're in a good moment. Stop. You're in a good moment. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Chris, do you have a way to mute everyone again?
Yeah, I've muted them, Bill.
Okay.
So, well, we know that people are there, right?
I guess so.
This is a good thing. And
E.T. phone home.
So, okay, let me, last few sentences. I will say success is happy, peace, healthy. That's why material, if you have great material, you are blessed. You are deserved to have great material. But if you do not, if you have very simple life, comfortable life, if as long as you are happy and you are healthy, you have great passion to want to serve others, I think you are success. Because life is about up and down, up and down. Lots of spiritual beings has a very simple life, but they are very successful. And lots of like Mother Teresa and many, many great human beings, they have very simple life, but they are healthy, happy, and I think they are very successful. And this depends how, from which angle you see to see the success. Bill.
That is one of the purest definitions of success I think I've ever heard. Now, you have quite a reputation for healing other people mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also empowering others to heal themselves. How do you actually heal other people, and how do you empower them to heal themselves? What exactly do you teach them?
Thank you so much, Anne. And you know my Power Healing book, Power Healing, published by Harper, San Francisco. and it reviews the four power healing techniques. And Bill, can I spend a few minutes to teach everybody how to heal now, okay?
I think that would be great.
Great.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and in my power healing book, I explain four power techniques.
And Dr. Shah,
yes.
Allow me to interrupt for just a minute. So those of you who, after this call, want to look at Dr. Shah's book, Power Healing, we'll mention this again at the end of the call, but you can go to drshah.com, drsha.com, and there you can get a copy of the book and read more about it. So please, Dr. Shah, continue. I just want to be sure people knew how to get access to the book.
Thank you very much. So the first is the body power. Body power means how do you use your hands and the body positions to heal. Power healing states and illness is due to the energy and the spiritual blockages and all kinds of pains, headache, back pain, knee pain, and I will introduce one hand near, one hand far. This is not a TV show, otherwise you can see me much easier. But you can follow me because I always teach teleclasses. Everybody to do this. Use your one hand. It doesn't matter left hand or right hand. You point at the sickness area, the pain, the inflammation, the tumor, the cancer, the depression. You point in the heart chakra area.
So is that the palm of the hand that you...
Use the palm, point the sickness area, or the better is the palm face the sickness area, you bend your fingers. Use a fingertip, point at the sickness area. Even better result.
Now, should the fingertips be touching the body or be away from
touch,
the body?
4 to 7 inches.
4 to 7 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody, thank you, Chris, Bill. I just make sure everybody understands. And everybody, you learn from me right away. You put your four fingers point at the painful area. Doesn't matter neck pain, a headache, back pain, knee pain. Just sit down there. Do not touch. Point at the sickness area. So the other hand, put in front of your lower abdomen. Below the navel. So this hand is placed 15 to 13 inches away.
This is the palm facing toward
the palm.
The
yes.
Palm facing toward the abdomen.
Right. So the near hand is about 4 to 7 inches. The far hand is 15 to 30 inches. Let me explain how does this technique work. I call one hand near, one hand far. Everybody, this movement, if I don't know, you hold the phone, maybe difficult to do. You can do it afterwards. If you put your both palms together as close as you can, almost instantly you feel the heat or tingling between the palms. That the heat or tingling is the energy. The energy radiate out from the cellular vibration of your palm, skin, the muscle, the bone, blood vessels. That's why our body, the heart, the lung, the kidney, constantly vibrate, energy radiate out. Now I'm doing a research with the UCLA professor, and he put a very tiny needle on the yeast cell. And he tests the vibration of the cells, and he uses technology, and the cells can make a sound. He increased the temperature, the sound will show different sound. He put a chemical to the yeast cells, and the sound come out screaming from the sound. This is a scientific proof of this. That's why the cells vibration, and even the UCLA, they did a great research. So that's why, the palm here together, and cellular vibration energy radiate out, you feel the heat.
Everyone can put their two hands just as close together without touching, is that right?
Yeah, without touching, you put both hands without touching, almost instantly,
yeah.
There's a little bit tingling and a warm feeling between the palms.
I can feel it.
Yes.
Can feel it.
Yes. That energy, that's just energy, because I talk about the cellular vibration. When you talk about the chi, people say, I understand chi, vital energy, life force, but how do you feel the chi? Right? If we put the palm together as close as you can, you feel the energy. Then think about our heart, our lung expanding, contraction, expanding, contraction. Cellular vibration, this moment everybody brain, thinking, brain cells vibrate. That's why energy radiates out constantly. Then, both palms are very close, you feel the heat. And you put both palms far apart away. You do not feel too much. That's what I call far hands create a low density. That's why any part of the pain, the neck pain, the toothache, the knee pain, the chest pain, the back pain, you just put the near hand 4 to 7 inches, then you put place another far hand in front of your lower abdomen. Why you put a far hand in front of lower abdomen? Because there is a lower dantian. When you study Tai Chi, Qigong, you understand the energy source as a human in a human being is in the lower abdomen. That's why that is an energy warehouse, energy center. There is a key for immunity, stamina, vitality, postnatal energy center, and also the seat of soul. Our beloved soul resides in the lower abdomen. That's why when you put the hands far, that part needs a lot of energy. That's why I put the near hands to the painful area, inflammation, tumor, cancer, far hands area are in the lower abdomen. So the energy will go that area.
How long do you hold the hands in that position?
3 to 5 minutes per time, and 3 to 5 times per day. As long as you hold the hand by this way, you relax your body, many people, you will feel better right away, or few times. I cannot see everybody instant miracle. I never teach that way, because the problem could be 10, 15 years, how can you heal yourself? You take a pills all the time for 15 years, you didn't heal you, how can you expect this energy healing right away completely heal you? It's not fair to say that. But this 5,000 years of Chinese ancient wisdom plus the modern scientific knowledge, for example, I've talked about near hands create high density, the far hands create low density. Now think about the New York, Toronto, minus 30, 40 degrees, open the window, all the dense cold air coming in. According to the law of physics, high density flows to low density. Near hands, we create high density, the far hands creates low density. You just relax the body, the energy will flow from the painful area, from the inflammation area, tumor, cancer area, will flow down to the lower abdomen. That is the real wisdom, because it is according to the scientific knowledge, we create a high density, low density. This is the first technique, body power. The second is the sound power. Let me show you how to do it. In my power healing book, I reviewed probably 7 to 8 most powerful healing mantras. People understand the mantra. You know, in Western world, people understand much more meditation. Bill is an expert of meditation. I heard about Bill just now. Chris introduced. I talked to Bill this morning a little bit. In fact, my general manager, now how interesting. Bill sent an email to his people. My general manager received Bill's email to tell people to listen our interview tonight. And my general manager was so excited. She told me she used Bill's machine. Bill has some special machine to stimulate the brain's alpha, beta, and brain the deep sleep with great wisdom, scientific research. And he did a great job. And he talked about the vibration by modern technology. And here I'm talking about ancient chanting. You chant, you make the cells vibrate, then a body will produce all kinds of waves and the particles. We communicate with the universe. That's why I have the same page with Bill. Different way, the same wisdom. That's why everybody, let me teach you one mantra, you will benefit right away. In ancient Tibetan mantra, there are, because I study Buddhism, Taoism, and I just introduced one here. You can study more to study power healing system. The first sound is W-E-N-G, pronounced WENG. Everybody can learn from me, deep inhale. WENG, two times more, deep inhale. WENG, one more time, deep inhale. WENG, WENG vibrates the head. The second sound is R-A-R, pronounced R, deep inhale. R resonates the cellular vibration of the chest. The third sound is a HONG, H-O-N-G, pronounced HONG, in the lower abdomen. So everybody, you let me chant two times for you. You just feel first, and now you can learn right away. Just listen, because when I chant Wen A Hong, you feel my vibration. This is the healing. Everybody relax. Put the tip of tongue to upper roof of the mouth. Let me chant two times to offer healing, but you can learn right away. Wen. One more time. Wong. So, and Wong vibrates the head, R vibrates the chest, HONG vibrates the abdomen. That's why all the major organs is included. Everybody do one time, two time with me. Deep inhale.
Shall I open it up, Master Shah? Shall I open up the line?
Please. And Chris can mute everybody. Thank you. So this is you put the near hand to the sickest area. Then you deep inhale, Wong Ah Hong, Wong Ah Hong. There are two ways, Bill and Chris, we can practice. One is you chant it out. One is you chant silently. So you chant it out, is Yang chanting. You chant silently, is Yin chanting. Both are works. So what's the difference? If you chant out, just like Wong Ah Hong, chant it out, vibrates the bigger cells. Chant it silently, vibrates the tiny cell. This is the yin yang chanting. Okay, the second power. Third power is the mind power. Mind power includes intention of the mind, creativity of the mind, manifestation of the mind, inspiration of the mind, concentration of the mind. But the empowered healing system, I teach everyone to use creative visualization. So very simple, just creative visualization. For example, we still use Wen Ah Hong as example. Use one piece of wisdom I share in the power healing system. You can learn much more on the system, on the book. But now I'll just give you one, explain this body power, Wang Han Nie Wang Fa. Sound the power, Wen Ah Hong. Mind the power, creative visualization. How to do it? When you deep inhale, Wang, you visualize the right light, bright white. When you chant, bright white light. When you chant, bright blue. Red, white, blue. American flag. You can remember that much easier. American flag. It's very important to do this. Use mind power. So next one is soul power. Soul power, there are so many wisdom built. Ask me, Chris, ask me. And I don't think we have enough time to explain soul power. I wrote a book, Soul Study. People are interested. You can find it in my website. But this is we don't have enough time. But here, I want to explain a very simple but incredible powerful soul technique. I give the name Say Hello Healing. Say hello. Remember, morning, you know, in a hotel, you met people. Good morning on the street. Good morning. Hi. Good morning. How are you? Everybody know how to say hello. But you may not know how to say hello to the body. Let me explain to you how to do this. For example, if you have a back pain, dear soul, mind, body of my back, I do not say dear body, mind, soul. I do not say body, mind, body, soul. I do not say body, mind, soul. I say soul, mind, body. You remember that the order is different. You know, not people know mind-body medicine, mind-body connection is getting so popular. But the people are concentrated still on the mind over matter. It's great, nothing wrong. I really honor that. But now I suggest we should move one step further. We use mind over matter plus soul over the matter. Soul has incredible power. Soul is the boss. Some people say, this is a free country. I want to do anything I want. Right, you can make your decision for your life. Your mind can make decision. But do you know, before you make decision, your soul involves. If your mind decision and the soul decision, soul's desire are the same, your life is smooth. Your success is there. If what you want to do in your mind, if your soul disagree, conflict, lots of blockages. I just leave this one for you to think in the future. Master Shah said, if mind and soul is a harmony, your life is a smooth, success, peaceful, happy. If your mind and soul are not harmony, lots of blockages. That's why you will say, dear soul, mind, body of my back. Everybody, dear soul, mind, body of my knee. Dear soul, mind, body of my heart. Because you have liver, neck, and eyes. I love you. You have the power to heal yourself. Please heal yourself. Thank you. Give your love. Give your compassion to your knee, your back. Because when people are sick, I don't like my knee. I don't like my back. You're complaining. You should transform the complaining to the love. That's why you will say, dear soul, mind, body of my knee, I love you, please heal yourself. Then, dear Wen Ah Hong, I spend 1 minute, and if Bill and Chris ask me more questions, I can go ahead, because it's really taking me 10 minutes here to explain. Everybody, 1 minute more. Wang Han Nie, Wang Han Fa. Then, dear soul, mind, body of my back, my knee, I love you, honor you. Please heal yourself. Do a good job. Tell your body do a good job. Give a command. Give a compassion here, because and the Bill and the Chris and this Janet, this heresy, and your magazine is incredible. You teach passion and teach about the life mission. Then everybody, dear Wen Ah Hong, please help me. I deep inhale. One more time.
Master Shaw, thank you so much for that. We don't have too much more time for too many more questions. I know that one thing that you were going to do was to do a healing for everyone. Would this be a good time to do that?
Hey, thank you, Bill. And let me do a job. And can you hear me, Bill?
Yes.
Good. So, and in fact, I have a big remote healing. I linked with 100 people of my plus 100 people. Tonight we probably have 600-700 people, you know. It's great. Let me do a healing to everybody.
Yes, please.
Good. And everybody, just now I show you how to do power healing. Now as a universal servant, as a master healer, it's my great honor to serve everybody. Everybody think about the one part of the body. You know, your shoulder, your back, your immune system, your skin, your heart. Just think about that. Dear Master Shah, you do not speak, you do not need to speak out. Silent. Soul wisdom. You just talk with my soul. That's it. You will say, Dear Master Shah, could you give me a healing? Just one major issue in the body. You know, you could have 10, but let me do one demo, and after today, you remember I always offer remote healing. Bill and Chris will tell you every Tuesday, Thursday. You can go to my website. I give free service 1 hour regularly for 1.5 years. You can receive this kind of healing all the time. Okay, everybody, dear Master Shah, could you give me healing too? Boom, boom, one area, back, shoulder, knee, skin, heart. Now, you put the tip of tongue to upper roof of the mouth, sit down straight, and contract your anus a little bit, just a little bit. Now, this is an energy secret. Contract anus, and put the tip of tongue, and that all has a meaning. We do not have time to explain, just do it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to send a permanent healing to you. What does it mean? 1.5 years ago, Divine gave me another gift. Divine opened a special healing channel to me. So Divine said, Jigang, from today, if you connect with me, I will send a permanent Divine gift to everybody. There are so many Divine blessings. As a Divine channel, as a universal servant, it's my honor to serve you. Tonight, I will give you two permanent gifts. One is soul acupuncture, one is soul herbs. Because I'm the acupuncturist, I'm the herbalist, I'm doing soul needle, soul herbs. Okay, now, total relax, think about your back, shoulder, close your eyes. First, the permanent gifts, Jigang Sha, soul acupuncture, my name. I offer soul acupuncture to, 600-700 people. Just think about one issue. I will give you permanent. Afterwards, I will tell you how do you continue. These gifts won't leave you. Some people, miracle story happening right away. Some people much better. Some people feel nothing now. But feel nothing now doesn't mean you feel nothing tomorrow, nothing the day after tomorrow. You know, there are so many amazing stories. Thousands. That's why I know what I'm doing. Everybody relax. Ji Gang Sha, soul acupuncture for divine. You put the knee, shoulder, heart, skin. You just put the name at the end because everybody, 600-700 people, so everybody just requests one only. Ji Gang Sha, soul acupuncture for divine. Put the heart, the kidney, knee, shoulder, spine, neck. It's one issue. Skin, prostate, uterus, anything you request. I will make a healing song to send a golden needle to you, permanent needle. It won't leave you. You can request again afterwards. This is so secret I teach now. Everybody, just relax now. Totally open your soul, mind, and body. Thank you. How do you practice? Just remember my name, Ji Gang Sha. If you can use a piece of pen now to write down this gift, I do not want to miss the gift. This is my, you know, it's my love to you. Z-H-I-G-G-A-N-G. S-H-A, is my name. Repeat again. Z-H-I-G-A-N-G-S-H-A. Jigang Sha. Soul acupuncture. You know soul, S-O-U-L. Acupuncture, you know. Soul acupuncture for divine, because it's a divine gift. It's not me. You thank God. I'm just a channel. I'm your servant, because I was given the power to do this. Now for divine, you put it back. Skin, heart, kidney, lung, you know, anything, you know, back, knee, and you put one issues. Then after this, you see this, because the gifts already, your third eye open, because I have so many, 100 people open third eye, you know, the golden line needles already in your body. They stay with you. You will see, I love you. I thank you. Please heal my knee, my back, my shoulder, my heart. Thank you. After see, thank you, then you the best is lie down or sit down there. I will see 3 to 5 minutes minimum. If you do it longer, the better. You can just quiet, allow the gift to help you. And also, if you can remember another mantra, it's 3396815. Write down again, 3396815. This is in my power healing book, page 100. That number is vital for healing. So you said the Jigang Sha Soul Acupuncture for divine knee, divine heart, divine skin. I love you. I thank you. Please heal my knee, back, shoulder, skin, back, eye, whatever. You see that. Then you can just calm down for a few minutes. You can use 3396 815. I call San San, 33 is San San, number 9 Zhou, number 6 Liu, number 8 Ba, number 1 Yao, number 5 Wu. You can study on the book San San Zhou Liu Ba Yao Wu. English is okay. Better Chinese. San San Zhou Liu Ba Yao Wu. San San Zhou Liu. If you know how to chant, by that 3 or 5 minutes, great. If you cannot chant Chinese, English is okay. Let me give you a second gift, everybody relax. Same problem, I give you another gift as a permanent gift. Next time you call 2 gifts, everybody relax again. Still same problem. Ji Gang Sha Soul Herbs for divine kidney, heart, eye, shoulder, knee. This time I will do a silent download or transmission. Everybody total relax. Transmission start. How? H-A-O. How means Chinese get well. Okay, now everybody spend 1 minute to practice with me, and I give the Bill and Chris ask more questions. And everybody can follow me silent, Jigang Sha Soul Acupuncture. four divine, you know, knee, back, shoulder, Ji Gang Sha Soul Herbs for divine and put your back shoulder there. You said, I love you, I thank you. Could you give me a healing blessing? Everybody, I just give you 1 minute. Just relax. You ask this divine the treasure, permanent healing and blessing treasure that I give public as a gift all the time, including in a medical conference for 500 MDs, I give them also. But this is my love. Everybody, 1 minute, start. And Chris, I think I finished my healing, my gifts. Everybody, you can use all the time, anytime, before sleep, before wake up, daytime, anytime. This is a permanent divine download. Soul acupuncture, soul herbs. If you want to receive my more healing, every Tuesday, Thursday, I commit my life 1 hour twice a day, all, more than 1.5 years. I have thousand people receive my blessings. I come to my website and start from Thursday. Be with me, your friends, relatives, so many people. It's my great honor to continue to serve you. Bill, Chris?
If the people listening go to www.drsha.com, you'll see on his homepage a little box that says Free Remote Healing. And that will explain the Tuesday and Thursday remote healings that he does every week at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And you can also go there and find information about his book, Power Healing, and about a number of other things that Master Shah offers. Master Shah, that was really wonderful. I'm sure that there are many details about what you did that people will probably have trouble remembering, so I'm sure a lot of people will probably go to your website and get your book so that they can learn more about it. One of the things that Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise that we believe is that people have a very strong power with their intention to manifest outcomes, especially with such a large group of people as we have on this call.
Yes.
Do you have a current project or something that in your in your teaching, in your passion, that you would like to have this group help you with it, with their intention?
Yes, I am very delighted. Thank you, Bill. And on 205, my intention is a power healing. So last year, it turned to the national bestseller. It helped thousand people worldwide and lots of Europe people, South of Africa, because tonight it's a big group. I sincerely suggest everyone and learn wisdom, because I give you body power, sound power, mind power, soul power, lots of practice. The technique are simple, practical, it works. And if you can study, then you can help me to share with your loved ones, because my passion is millions of people are suffering. So when I was in Canada before 2000, I was in Canada from 1990 to 2000. So I have 70 to 100 patients a day. I'm very busy. And the 2000, Divine told me, go to United States to start a self-healing journey. I came to U.S. only 2 or 3 students. Now I have 1,000 students because I follow Divine guidance. I came here, my passion, my mission is to relieve people's suffering, because millions of people, 34 million people suffer back pain. Millions of people suffer depression. When I talked with UCLA professional, now they did research that probably depression will be next top killer for human being. That's why Mother Earth's tsunami, a lot of Mother Earth's major change is happening. That's why this year I want everybody to learn power healing. You can help yourself. The message of power healing is I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. And everybody, if you can go to website, meet here, try to, my general manager, he tried to mention it here, he write something to me. And Mili said that she created a special package just for everybody for power healing, genome medicine, 2 books, and other issues. And welcome to take a look. I want you to start from power healing. And genome medicine is I learned from my teacher. And genome medicine has 100 illustrations. The picture show you back pain, shoulder pain, depression. Where do you put hand? How do you chant? Start from there. And very important is Tuesday, Thursday. Be with me. Let me serve you. I teach you on Tuesday, Thursday, free remote healing. And I have served thousands of people. But it's my heart. Free of charge. It's my service. You learn. You practice. Anybody have questions, can call my office. I give you toll-free number 888-339-6815 and 888-339-6815. And my website Bill already announced. And I'm here to serve you. I'm here to teach healing wisdom, soul wisdom. I'm here, and also, by the way, on March, I have a big retreat. It's named the Soul Enlightenment in Toronto. You can call my office at 877. Still same thing, 339-6815. It's all major healing mantra, 888 or 877. So, and you know, you can get more information from website, and people can find it by themselves. But the most important is, start power healing, come to free remote healing, then you get a different workshop if you are interested. And one more thing, and thank you, Bill, to ask me. Another one, people can go to powerhealer.com. I have another website, powerhealer.com. In 1.5 years, I have trained 200 healers. And you can see 10, 20 there, 10 there. Very short time, 30, 40 will be there because they are in the process to prepare the documents. So I have trained 200 healers and powerhealer.com. And you can study more, call my office. The basically is I'm able to transmit the power divine gave to me as a special channel. I am able to transmit the power to any ready student. Then you can do the job like I'm doing just now. You can offer major healing for 100,000 people right away. Okay, Bill and Chris?
Well, Master Shaw, I can think of 10 or 15 more questions we could ask you, but I think we're just about out of time. Do you have one single most important idea that you would like to leave the people with before we finish?
Yes. Thank you so much. I would like to say my mission, my passion is to empower people to heal themselves, to enlighten themselves, to fulfill their physical life, to enlighten their soul life. What I want to leave one sentence to everybody is you can do it. And be confident,
persistence, give your love, light, compassion to others, and love, care, compassion to everyone. If everybody applies love, care, compassion, world peace will come much faster. It is my great honor to serve everyone. Thank you, Bill, Chris. I thank Janet. I met Janet before, and she's the owner of this magazine. I'm delighted to know her. I thank you for your great work. I'm very honored.
Well, it's been an honor to talk to you, Master Shah, and I'm sure that everyone listening and everyone reading this later got a lot from hearing what you had to say. Chris, do you have anything else you want to add?
Sure. Thank you, Bill. Yes, Master Shah, from my side as well, thank you so much for being with us. And, Bill, thank you also for being such a great host and co-host with this call. I wanted to be sure that all of our members, our Real Life Legends members, know that Dr. Shah has made available to you a report which you can download that explains the basic principles of power healing he was talking about tonight and provides the actual instructions for dealing with 10 common different ailments, including things like headaches, common colds, anxiety, stress management, menopause, a number of others. So for our members, those things are available to you to download now in the members' library. And for those of you who are not yet members, then you can receive a recording of this call and get a transcript of it. You can also get this report from Dr. Shah on the power healing modalities for these 10 different ailments. And the way to become a member or to read about our member program is to go to healthywealthynancywise.com. So that's healthywealthynwise.com/elite, ELITE .ASP, Apple, Sam, Paul, ASP, healthywealthynwise.com/elite.ASP, or if you just go to healthywealthynwise.com and click on step number 2, that will also take you there. We have coming up some amazing interviews, and those of you who our members, you will be getting reminders of these. Those of you who are not members, you can listen to these calls without charge. All you have to do is just make sure that you're registered for each call. We have on February 22nd, we'll be interviewing T. Harv Eker, the creator of the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which thousands of people across North America have just gotten the most fantastic results for. If part of your mission and passion in life is creating wealth in your life, then you do not want to miss this call, let me tell you. Harv's book, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, has just been released. It's an excellent book. I highly recommend it. It's coming out in bookstores. It will be available in Barnes & Noble and other bookstores across the nation on February 15th. We'll be interviewing Harv on February 22nd. On March 8th, we will have another incredibly special guest, Stephen R. Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, will be interviewed with Janet and me by Jack Canfield, the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. So that's on March 8th. We'll be interviewing Stephen R. Covey with our co-host Jack Canfield. And of course, Stephen Covey has a new book out called The 8th Habit, an excellent book. And then on March 22nd, we have the great pleasure and honor to interview Stephen Covey's son, Stephen M. R. Covey, who took Covey Enterprises from zero to several hundred million dollars in revenues. He has written a number of books on the role of trust in leadership and family life and in business. Because both of the Coveys will be appearing in our May issue, the theme of our March calls will be the role of family in living one's passions, and it's very appropriate that we have two members of a very successful and very distinguished family, Stephen R. and Stephen M. R. Covey, in March. So thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. Again, to become a member of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, the Real Life Legends series, simply go to Healthy, Wealthy, the letter N, wise.com/elite, E-L-I-T-E, .ASP. And before we close, I just want to say again to Bill Harris, Bill, thank you for being on this call. As I mentioned at the beginning of the call, for those who came in late, Bill Harris has over 150,000 students around the world himself. Any of you that would like to know more about Bill's work in particular, please go to www.centerpointcenterpointe, so it's centerpoint with an E on the end, .com, www.centerpoint.com, and you can read about the amazing HoloSync technology and other programs that Bill has made available, and you know that these programs are very, very successful. I can speak directly because Janet and I have both used the HoloSync technology, and it is just absolutely an amazing process. You definitely will want to check that out. So, Master Shaw and Bill, thank you again. And open up. Good night to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.